Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school DNB brake roll in Ableton Lift 12 that brings that proper rave pressure, but still leaves room for the bass, the atmosphere, and the mix to breathe. The big idea here is simple. Don't just make the brake faster, make it feel alive, make it feel like it's pushing the track forward, like the drums are chasing the bass line, not fighting it. We're aiming for that jungle and old-school rave energy, but in a modern DNB context around 174 BPM. So the goal is a roll that has weight, attitude, and movement, without turning into a cluttered mess. Start by choosing a break with character. You want something with a solid snare, decent head to tail, and a bit of room tone. An amen-style loop, a funky drummer-style break, or any dusty live break can work well here. If the source already has personality, you're halfway there. Drop the break into an audio track in Ableton and warp it carefully. Focus first on getting the main snare landing where it should. If the loop is close to the right feel, try Complex Pro for smoother stretching. If you want more transient bite, test Beats Mode 2. There's no single correct setting here. The point is to preserve the punch while keeping the timing solid. Now set your project around 174 BPM, if it isn't already. That gives you the right frame for modern DNB flow. If the break starts sounding too stiff, bring in a little groove pull swing, but keep it subtle. Something in that 54-58% range can add life, but don't push it so far that the groove starts dragging. In old school material, a little human looseness is part of the magic. At this stage, think like a drummer and an arranger, not just a loop editor. The fastest way to get this sounding authentic is to slice the break into separate hits so you can control it properly. In Ableton, right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transient so the kick, snare, hats, and ghost hits are separated out. Once it's in a drum rack, name the pads clearly. Kick, snare, ghost hat, rattle, break room. That kind of organization might seem boring, but it speeds up every decision later. And in DNB, speed matters. You want to move like a programmer, not fight your own session. Now build the core pattern. Start with the anchors first. Put the main kick on the downbeat, and keep the snare strong on the backbeat. If you're working in a more straight pattern, that usually means 2 and 4. If you're chopping more like classic jungle phrasing, the snare may be implied through the break itself, but it still needs to feel like the statement hit. After that, add the roll with ghost notes and small pickup hits. These can be tiny snare taps, hat fragments, little shuffled kicks, or short break slices that lead into the next backbeat. The important thing is balance. If you clutter the space around the snare, you lose the old-school stomp. The snare has to stay confident. As a rough guide, keep the main snare at full level, ghost snares around 6 to 12 dB lower, and hat ticks or little rattle layers even quieter. You want the roll to feel busy, but the listener should always know where the main hit is. That's the backbone of the pressure. A really useful teacher move here is to treat the brick roll like a lead rhythm, not background percussion. If it starts competing with the bass for attention, simplify it before you add more processing. A lot of people reach for more EQ, more compression, more distortion, when the real fix is often just fewer overlapping hits. Once the pattern is there, shape the slices with clip gain and fades before you get too deep into plugins. Tiny fades remove clicks. Slight gain changes can make a snare feel bigger without smashing the whole loop. If one transient is stabbing too hard, pull that hit down a touch instead of compressing everything. That keeps the groove alive. If the break needs some glue and grit, add drum bus on the break group. Keep the drive moderate, maybe 5 to 20%. Use the transient control carefully, because you don't want to flatten the groove. Boom should usually stay low unless you specifically want that heavier rave snare character. A little crunch can help, but only in moderation. Saturator is another great move here. Drive it a few dB, turn on soft clip, and keep the output compensated. That gives you density and attitude without turning the top end into harsh noise. Again, we're after balance. The break should feel more solid, not just more distorted. Now let's bring in atmosphere, because this lesson lives in the atmosphere zone, and that matters a lot. Old school rave pressure is not just the drum pattern, it's the sense that the drums are happening inside a space. That space can be eerie, dusty, concrete-like, or foggy. It just needs to support the break. Build a supporting atmosphere layer with something like vinyl room noise, filtered noise, a reversed cymbal swell, or a dark pad from Wavitable, analog, or simpler. Then high-pass it with auto filter so it stays out of the low end. A range around 150 to 300 HE is a good starting point for most atmosphere layers. You can add hybrid reverb with a short plate or a dark space, but keep the wet mix low. Echo can work for little throws, especially on transition moments or the end of a phrase. Utility is also useful here, if you want to narrow the low layers and keep the air wide. The atmosphere should make the role feel bigger, not busier. One of the smartest moves you can make is automation. Open the filter slowly over 4 to 8 bars. Raise the reverb send a little before a section change. Let the echo only appear on certain hit endings. This kind of motion makes the break feel like it's emerging from fog, which is exactly the kind of pressure old school DNB thrives on. Now let's talk low-end discipline, because this is where a lot of otherwise great break rolls fall apart. The break should own punch, texture, and movement in the mids and highs. The sub should own the deepest energy. And if you've got a Reese, that should own the tension and width in the mid-range. Keep the sub as mono as possible with utility. If the Reese is getting in the way, high pass it a bit, maybe somewhere around 80 to 120 HC depending on the sound. If the snare is fighting the bass, try carving a gentle dip in the 180 to 400 HC area on the bass group. And if the break has muddy low toms or kick fragments, notch out some of that 120 to 250 HC region. Don't immediately sidechain hard if the groove feels crowded. First, look at the actual pattern. Maybe the bass is just playing through the break when it should be answering it. Sometimes the fix is arrangement, not compression. That leads nicely into call and response. This is a huge part of getting the roll to feel musical instead of just looped. Let the bass leave space for the break to speak. Then answer back with short bass stabs, filter movement, or a quick Reese phrase. For example, you might keep the bass line sparse for the first 4 bars, then let the break get denser in bars 5 to 8, with the bass dropping out for the last half bar before a snare fill or reverse crash. That push and pull gives the section real tension. A good advanced move here is the two-stage roll. Program a simpler one-bar groove first, then duplicate it and add extra ghost hits only in the second half of the phrase. That creates a natural build without needing constant automation. It also feels more authentic, because real break edits often evolve over time instead of staying identical. You can also try a snare swap layer on the final repeat of an 8-bar section. Keep it a little brighter and quieter so it feels like the groove opens up, or add a tiny off-grid shift to 1 or 2 ghost hits. Move one slightly ahead of the beat, another slightly behind. That uneven tension can make the pattern feel more like chopped vinyl and less like a perfect grid. Once the roll is sounding good, resampling is your friend. Route the break group to a new audio track and record a few bars, ideally with the atmosphere and a bit of bass bleed if it suits the sound. Then chop that resampled audio for fills, transition hits, and little micro edits. This is one of the best ways to get old school character in Ableton Live 12, because the resampled audio bakes in the motion and glue. You can freeze and flatten, consolidate, reverse a tiny slice before the snare, or pitch one hit down slightly for a grimier drop-in effect. These tiny edits can do more than a whole stack of plugins. Now for the final build-up. In the last 8 bars before the drop, automate tension carefully. Open the atmosphere filter a bit. Bring up the Reese cutoff. Add a touch more drum bus drive if needed. Let a few selected snare hits send into reverb, and if the section feels too full, reduce some low-mid energy so the drop lands harder. A really classic move is to make the first part of the ramp warm and full, then gradually thin the low end so the listener feels the floor about to drop away. When the kick and sub slam back in, the contrast hits much harder. That's old school rave pressure in action. Before you finish, do a proper translation check. Twitch to mono and listen for snare strength, break clarity, and bass stability. Use spectrum if you need to make sure the break isn't crowding the sub region. And don't forget headroom. Keep the master well away from clipping while you're arranging. If this is for a DJ-friendly track, make sure the intro has enough space, the roll enters naturally, and the outro leaves room to mix out. A great break roll isn't just exciting in isolation. It has to serve the arrangement. So let's wrap it up. The main principles here are: start with a strong break, keep the snare backbeat clear, shape the roll with careful editing, use atmosphere to create space and tension, and let the bass censor the drums instead of fighting them. If you want to practice this properly, build 3 versions of the same 4-bar roll. Make one clean and sparse, one denser with a parallel dirt layer, and one more atmospheric with filtering, reverb throws, and a resampled tail. Then compare them in mono, at low volume, and choose the one that still feels strong when the mix is stripped back. That's the test. If the roll still carries motion, weight, and rave tension without the low end getting messy, you've got it. In DNB, the best break rolls don't just move fast, they pull the whole track forward.